morning. You all ever worried about what might happen? Maybe you know too well what would happen when you do something wrong, you get in trouble. Have you ever gotten in less trouble than you thought you were going to get in? Yeah, me too. The Bible talks about that a little bit. Here's a story about something like that. It says that one day Jesus was invited to dinner by a man named Simon the Pharisee. And as they ate dinner, a woman came in uninvited from the street. She just walked into the house. She carried a jar of scented oil, and she was crying. She stood close to Jesus, and her tears washed his dusty feet. She dried them with her long hair and bathed them with scented oil. See, there's a picture of Jesus kind of laying down. They used to lay down at dinner. We all lay down at dinner. But in Jesus' time, they would lay down at dinner. See her? The woman's there. She's pouring oil on his feet. See that little jar of the oil? That was a good thing. In those days, they thought that was a good thing. They liked that. Mm-hmm. She was cleaning his feet because he went around barefooted all the time. It's always dirty. Simon was ashamed and embarrassed because the woman had a bad name. She was always in trouble. How could Jesus let her touch him? Jesus knew what he was thinking. Simon, he said, who is the most grateful to be let off? They're in trouble. One who's in a lot of trouble or the one who's only in a little. The answer is obvious. You all need God to forgive you for something, but it's the ones who are forgiven most, like this woman, who loved him. Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven, your faith has saved you, go in peace. Okay? That's a good story. Let's say a prayer. I'll say words and you say them. Okay, bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for forgiving me. In Jesus' name. Amen.